All right, Jonathan, so you're wondering about Instagram engagement. You have heard the advice to, if you're not getting as much engagement, it's been years, maybe start a new Instagram account and you'll start kind of like almost reset the algorithm to get engagement again. So here's what I think about that. First of all, if you start a new account, obviously you have to build a new audience or you have to somehow like invite everyone over to like the new page or whatever. And I think people who give that advice are misunderstanding the algorithm. Let me explain. Why do they say somehow if you start a new account, you start getting more engagement? Here's the reason why. Because how did they build the audience from that new account? They probably emailed a bunch of their, they might have emailed an email list if they have one, or they like somehow posted in another like Facebook or other platform, hey, I've got a new Instagram account. Or they individually invite some Instagram followers to follow their new account. So here's what's happening. Those people are now landing on the new account and they probably are liking a few posts. And so the algorithm is saying, it's not that you're resetting the algorithm. It's just saying, hey, these people suddenly like your stuff, apparently, because they're landing there and they're probably liking it. And so for the next little while, given that they recently engaged with your page, we're going to show them your stuff more likely for the next little while. But the algorithm is constantly resetting itself. It's not like you create a new account and resets itself. The algorithm works like this. It's constantly making a calculation from user to page. It's not a single algorithm for a page. It's a billion algorithms. It's like if you have 1,000 followers, it's 1,000 algorithms. It's not one. So it's like he's like Jonathan, George's relationship with Jonathan's page. Anita's relationship with Jonathan's page, Rebecca's relationship with Jonathan's page are all three different algorithms. Because if I engage a lot with your content, if I like seeing you and I like liking your posts and you're commenting on stuff, I'm going to see your content all the time on Instagram. Instagram's going to surface it for me. If for whatever reason, if Rebecca doesn't, like Rebecca saw your post and she just scrolled past it once, it's a minus sign for her algorithm with you. She scrolled past a second time, yet another minus sign. A third time, yet every single scroll past, scroll by, decreases the likelihood that the algorithm will surface your post for Rebecca the next time. Now, here's a hack or a way around it. I don't think starting a new account is worth the hassle because, again, it's a misunderstanding of the algorithm. The hack is, and this is what Instagram loves me saying this, you run ads. Because let's say in that case, if Rebecca hadn't had scrolled past several posts and now she's not seeing your stuff anymore, because what the Instagram says, hey, well, Rebecca apparently doesn't like Jonathan's post for whatever reason, not the right fit. Why are we going to show it to her? Because she's going to leave Instagram. She's not going to use the app if she's seeing stuff that she doesn't engage with. We only want to show her stuff that she engages with. We're going to keep testing her every single time she shows up. We're testing her. So how we do this? If you have a post, Jonathan, that stage two, what I call stage two content, those of you who don't know what that is, go to internet, search the three stages of content creation. You will find my blog post. Click on that and read about it. When you have stage two content, Jonathan, those are good for ads. And you run ads. Here's what you run ads to your lukewarm audience. The people who have lukewarm is the people who have not engaged with your Instagram account for at least 30 days. For me, lukewarm is 90 days plus. So that's how I defined it. That's how I create that audience within the Facebook Ads Manager system, which is also how I run Instagram ads, using the Facebook Ads Manager to run Instagram ads, a much more detailed or sophisticated way of doing it. So I create an audience called lukewarm. It's people who have not engaged for 90 days. But who have engaged sometime in the past. They have visited my website. They're on my email list, maybe one or the other, or they're a follower of mine, okay? Or they've engaged in sometime in the past. So I run ads to my lukewarm all the time. And my lukewarm will just keep seeing my ads, even though they might not engage with me, they will see it because I'm paying for it. I'm paying to show it to them. It's for me, I pay somewhere around $10 to reach 1,000 lukewarm people. Sometimes it's up to $20 per 1,000 lukewarm, but it's not a bad deal, in my opinion, to show them my best content things that might really benefit them. So I basically run ads, and let's say in the Rebecca case, right? Like, and Rebecca's very nice. She engages with my content, but let's say she didn't, and she's lukewarm for me. She'll see my stuff, my best content. She's more likely to say, oh yeah, that's right, George Cao. And oh, that's a cool post. She engages with it. Now she's back in my warm audience, and I'm no longer spending money running ads to her until she becomes lukewarm again. You see what I mean? So there's always the system that I have. And so Jonathan, that's my recommendation to you, is to run lukewarm, because once Rebecca engages, she's back to your warm audience. Instagram will show her your post again. You see, does that make sense?
Got it. Yes. You do run ads though to your warm audience, but would just be offer ads, right?
Offer ads. I sell stuff to my warm. I sell stuff to my warm. Hey, my upcoming course. Hey, you know, my whatever program. And then I used to run content ads in my warm as well, to be honest. And I think that's a nice thing to do if you have the budget. But if you have less of a budget, most of us small business owners do, then just do offer ads to your warm, but the best content to your lukewarm, and also the best content to cool people who have no idea who you are yet, but who might love to know who you are. So there you go. Thank you.